everybody be quiet for 1 second so that I can start the show? How about that? That would be nice. Hello, Reddit. And hello, YouTube. And hello, Facebook. And hello, all of you wonderful, delicious people. Tonight we're going to talk about a lot of things if you didn't hear it before, but we're going to talk about stuff. We're going to talk about children under jackets protected by the army. We're going to talk about the sheriff's department here in Los Angeles. And we're going to talk about other important issues. And as soon as the train gets here, then it's not here yet. But as soon as it gets here, make sure that you have all your things. And I think I hear the train coming now. There it is, the train orgasm. Aha. And tonight with me on the platform number 40, this is show number 40 on FDR Radio, we have Dr. Susie, of course, and Abe, unseen, unheard, Abe and Mel.
Hey.
Hey.
We're all here. And then we have the people in the back rooms, which are the secret rooms where we keep some people and our engineers and so forth. And I want to say hi to Dr. Susie. Hello, Dr. Susie.
Hi.
Hi. Let's all get on board. And okay. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Max. Hey, what's up?
Hey, hey. Hi,
hello,
Dr. Susie.
Hello.
Hello. It's us, the people you love. You love us, don't you? We love you. You got to take us to the top, right to the top. All right. Hello, Dr. Susie.
Hello.
Hi. It's very quiet here tonight.
Well, I'm not sure where we are.
We're in the sleeper car right now. So.
Right now?
Well, then I'm just going to go back to sleep.
Gotta keep it in mind.
Don't go to sleep now. Let's see.
Good night, Dr. Susie.
I kind of had a nightmare.
Whoa.
I have to admit.
Uh-oh.
Just a little while ago.
Oy.
Yeah. You know, we're on this train. And it's a beautiful train. It's a very nice way to travel. Through the countryside, the cities, the pastures. You might have to close the windows when you go past the cow pastures.
Oh, yeah, especially by Sacramento, where all the poop is, all the cow poop. And all the cow poop and the Trumpers are all up there. They like the smell of the cow poop.
Basically, when you compare it to that all-American pastime of driving, gas guzzling,
or taking the bus,
or flying. That's kind of scary these days. Well, train travel seems so nice. And here we are on FDR. Which we have named after our 32nd president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was quasi-socialistic. Not enough, I know. But at least he taxed the rich before AOC wore the dress. Okay, and it also stands for Fuck the Rich. That's right.
Do you know that the richest men in the world, people, women, men, the richest, pay 8% tax.
It's obscene.
Wow. Yeah.
I tell you, considering under FDR, it was like 90%.
Yeah.
Even in the 50s.
And they were still rich.
It was 90%. They were rich. They were millionaires. They were not, as Biden said, zillionaires. I'm not sure what nightmare he was having. There are too many billionaires, though. And yes, there are corporations that are zillionaires. So maybe since the Supreme Court made corporations into people, that's who he was thinking of, his friends, the corporation trillionaires. Anyway, this is FDR, the love train, the peace train.
So the rich pay 8% tax. You hardworking folks pay 25% tax every week out of your paycheck. No, that's not good. That's not right.
No, that's a train robbery. And that's what we're here to help to try to correct. It's really a battle between the very, very rich who want to be taxed as little as possible. And I understand, unless they're like saints, like Bezos's ex. She's really a saint, and she's giving away all
she's
of her
She's giving
money.
Away all of
Yes, and there are a few
Let me give you our bank account, just in case you want to support people who are discriminated against, like people who talk about sex. Or publish sex magazines, or want to help other people with sex. Mm-hmm. We're discriminated against.
Yes, indeed. And Juxley just made it a little bit farther by saying, ha, y'all are talking shit. Yes, we are. But anyway, did want to talk about just a very human experience where on FDR, fuck the rich. And hey, it's better than eating you guys. At least you would still be alive. Trains are beautiful, peaceful, and maybe relatively un-gas guzzling. We're not talking about coal-burning trains. But today, the nightmare hit me just before the show. There was an accident. An Amtrak train derailed in Montana and killed 3 people.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And injured a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And that's all they said. And I just felt, oh, that could have been my train.
This train doesn't derail.
We do, actually, but we get back on track. We can do that.
Yeah,
that's
but I mean,
the thing about
we don't fall off and people die.
Type of travel is it does along, and you don't, you know, have too much of a problem. And I don't know how many train accidents there are, but I just want to say I don't pray, you guys, and I separate church and state and FDR. Mm-hmm. But I will say I am thinking of you. I am.
Yes, so. we're all thinking of you. We love you.
We do.
We actually do. Because without you, well, I don't know what I would do.
Well, you'd have me.
Well, I'd have you.
Hey,
yes.
What am I? Chopped liver.
But we need fans nowadays, like a rock star.
I love the fans, but they double-edged. If you do something wrong, then they gang up on you and cancel you and stuff.
Cancel me? You can't cancel me.
Well, if you care about your fans that much and then they give you a hard time, then they're canceling
you. I cancel them.
Okay.
I actually go on Facebook and get rid of all people I don't like.
Yeah, you do. You're pretty funny about that. Happy fall equinox. Fall into the bonobo way, babies. That's right. Peace through pleasure in all kinds of weather. Well, yeah, even this weather, which is crazy weather. But still, we have the seasons somewhat, the sun rising later and the evening falling like the fall sooner, and the nights getting longer and darker and chillier. And it's nice conditions for cuddling up with someone you love, even if that someone is you. And maybe that's why this is Self-Love September, and we're doing it, having a great Self-Love September. The captain and I enjoyed a little mutual self-love this morning to celebrate.
Yes, which
was very orgasmic.
I remember that.
Senior sex is difficult, but very rewarding, I find. Maybe it's because you appreciate it more. Anyway, it's fall, and autumn equinox also signals a kind of spiritual self-love, and it's supposed to be a good time to commune with the great outdoors. That is, if your great outdoors hasn't been flooded or burned or dried up by climate catastrophe, and there are a lot of these days.
Has your house been washed away?
More and more. And we may make jokes, but it's gallows humor, and we feel for everyone.
We feel for everyone.
We're not burned or flooded ourselves,
no.
But we have friends that are, and it's terrible.
It's terrible.
And, you know, we feel very lucky in some ways, in all ways, really. But everybody's got their shit, right? Another name for fall equinox, got to get this in, is my bone.
Your bones?
Mm-hmm. Well, I always say is my boner.
You have a boner?
Well, I have a lady boner.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I do.
Yep, you know, the
clitty gets hard.
Yep, I know that. Yep.
Yeah.
Whew.
Woo.
You felt her lady boner before?
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Of course.
Of course. It's a different kind of boner. Yeah. But we all get boners.
I get
or
nipple
at least
boners.
Hard nipples. I was going to say
nipple boners.
You get dicky boners too. But it's true. Senior sex, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, it's great, but you got to kind of compromise with the great gods of senior sex and goddesses. And then you'll get my boner or your boner. And it is also the name of the Welsh god of the harvest. And I appreciate that because I grew up in the Welsh suburb of Ballachinwood. And I mean, these Welsh gods need a little spice. So my boner helps because basically I find the Welsh gods, I don't know, no offense to the Welsh. The Welsh are great, but they're not that exciting to me. Okay, I know I'm going to get some hate mail from Welsh people, but I kind of prefer the Greek mythology.
Yes.
Oh, it's sexier. It's hotter. You don't have to make up shit like my boner. They got the boners right there. And the fall, it's a kind of a creepy story. And the Greeks were very creepy. And the story is the story of the rape, the fall of Persephone, the daughter of Demeter, the great earth mother goddess of the harvest and fertility and agriculture. And like very many unfortunate virgin maidens then and now, Persephone is raped by her uncle, who in this case is the lord of the underworld, okay? And that means mean old Uncle Hades. So it's very bad. Her mom, she's got a very close relationship with her mom. Some might say it's a little unhealthy. It certainly is unhealthy for the earth because Demeter goes to pieces without her daughter and the whole earth just goes to fall and winter. And then she has to make a deal with Zeus so that Persephone can come up on earth in spring, and then that's when everything grows again. So the Greeks have this great explanation for the seasons that makes just as much sense as anything.
Does the Greek thing have anything to do with the rear
your butthole
end? Yeah.
Are you worried about that or interested?
No, I'm just asking.
You're interested?
No, that's the definition of Greek. I'm not interested.
Yes,
at all.
Or else why would you be asking?
I just want to know, just to be, you know.
You know what they say, phobia is close to philia. Phobia means fear, and philia means love.
Aphilia.
Exactly.
It's not an affiliate program, right?
Well, it is kind of.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
Aphilia.
Aphilia.
Program.
Like necrophilia. I don't know why I came up with that one. There's so many philias. There's a lot of them.
That's like a common one.
Mammophilia, I think, is breast, liking breasts. Podophilia is foot fetish, actually.
Podophilia,
you must not confuse it with the other pedophilia.
Poopophilia.
Don't say that, or else I might get kicked off the air because I'm being censored, even though I'm speaking very clinically and trying to just explain things.
And even though you have
a degree.
A couple of them.
Yeah. Presto De Niro wants to know about Abe's sweater. Freddy Krueger.
My Freddy Krueger sweater, Oh, they're probably watching on Reddit, right?
Yeah, well, how would they know? We didn't talk about it, but he is. So I think he's interested in that Greek stuff, too. You know, Greeks, they would wrestle naked.
Who did?
The Greeks. That's how the Olympics started.
Really?
They were totally cool, these Greeks.
You know?
Well, maybe not totally. The women were kind of chattel. QWERTY4755 says, secret police, what do you mean? Well, let's talk about those
secret police. There's secret police in Russia. There's secret police here and there.
In our town?
And there is secret police in Los Angeles.
The L.A. County Sheriff's.
Sheriff's Office has secret police.
Really?
And
they investigate political opponents of the sheriff himself, Alex Villanova, I think, or Villanueva.
Yeah, and he got in sort of as a liberal, this guy.
Well, he might be liberal, but he's paranoid about himself. I don't even know about these demarcations of liberal and conservative anymore. They're kind of weird. I go with, like, are you anti-war? Are you for peace? Are you for taxing the rich? I want to know about these things, because this guy is for secret police. He just is maybe with the Democratic Party, because, of course, we elect the sheriff. We vote for sheriff.
Right. So you should vote him out.
Right. George Gascon, the DA,
right,
he will not take his cases. The sheriff's department wants him to try some of these people that are actually trying to report on what he's doing.
Yes.
And they are working for the county.
That's correct. The oversight committee of the sheriff's department is being investigated by the sheriff's department.
It is a crazy situation, folks. And these are secret police.
Yeah.
And there are secret police everywhere, starting with the CIA.
Wait, say that again, Max. Who's investigating who? What's going on?
Okay, so the sheriff's department is investigating the oversight committee that oversees the sheriff.
And anyone associated with
it. Anyone associated with that.
Anyone that they might interview.
Now, they don't investigate us yet. But they do sit in the parking lot right next door to us and eat sandwiches, like five cars, 12 cops, 12 sheriffs, laughing and joking and sometimes sleeping in their cars during their shift.
And we met nine of them a few weeks
ago. Oh, and a few weeks ago. Well, they weren't sheriffs.
Those weren't sheriffs. Those were police.
Those were police.
And they were not secret.
They weren't secret.
Except there was only supposed to be two of them. And there were nine. So seven of them were kind of secret.
Right.
They were secret from the judge because the judge only gave them a warrant for two.
Two.
And they brought nine. So seven were secret police.
They were looking for things that might be illegal.
They just figured that Captain Max and I and the whole Bonobo gang here, we look like we're doing something wrong.
There must be something wrong that we're doing, because we're laughing all the time and having fun. And they go, what's the matter with these people? What's the matter? And also, these people sometimes sleep in their office. Can you imagine?
And that we're working late at night.
Right. We're journalists, right? And we're on a bunch of platforms, and we do the show, and we work 24 hours a day. We shift around and move around.
Anyway, but they've been harassing us.
Yeah, they've been harassing mm-hmm. us. First they charged us with this. Then they said, well, you're a hotel. And then they said, you're a restaurant. And then they said, crazy.
They were
people.
Hoping that we're trafficking in some way.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't even see anybody.
Right.
Let alone traffic anybody.
What?
And we're not open to anyone, to the public.
No, we're not open to anyone. So no one is being trafficked. But they frisked us as if we were hiding.
Yes.
I don't know, vibrators.
And they were touching titties. Titties,
inside
titties,
the
inside
bra.
The bra.
Inside
titties.
The bra.
Inside
the bra.
There's nothing in there.
Jesus.
Wow. It was kind of weird.
Very strange.
In the parking lot. Their ongoing harassment of
us. Oh, my God. They've been...
I want to say it reminds me a little of the U.S. invasion and occupation of Afghanistan. Now, I know that's kind of a far reach.
It's a stretch.
It's a parallel.
But, you know, I felt,
okay.
I felt violated. I
right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
No, when
yeah.
Tell us, Brother A, yeah.
when,
you felt violated.
So I had a woman cop.
You had a woman cop.
You did.
And she was right. Frisking me. And
she frisked you?
And she was,
are you serious?
And when I was talking to her, I was like, is this a COVID test?
Wow.
And she said no. I'm like,
I didn't know a woman frisked the man.
Yeah, no, she was
a woman frisked a man.
I saw the woman
man.
Frisk the girls, and
confused.
I saw
yeah, I
some men
yeah.
frisk, but she, obviously she wanted to frisk.
By the way, yeah. that the whole rape scenario was set up by Amber Abieta.
You mean the raid?
The raid.
You said rape. No, but it felt like a
no,
rape.
No, it felt like a rape. Imagine that right. I go to her house with 9 cops, right? With a camera walking around.
And we were just about to shoot an interview.
Yeah.
What?
And look,
yeah, we were that same
that's
day.
That's right. We were about to shoot an interview with a well-known journalist. And these people didn't give a fuck. They just wanted to find something, and they spent city money. Yeah. Also, they're peeping Toms, because before the raid, they were all outside in a white SUV.
Right.
All
creepy.
Looking creepy, creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the sheriffs.
Yeah, like the sheriffs.
A different department.
Well, they were playing cops. They
so
liked playing cops.
It does remind me just a little of the U.S. invasion and occupation of Afghanistan, because just as U.S. forces went into Afghanistan ostensibly to get Osama, right? And then they couldn't find him there. And the Taliban surrendered right away. So they should have left. That was it, right? That was why they went. But they stayed. Supposedly because of the Taliban, somehow, but really because they had all their troops and equipment there already, and it was a strategic location, and they wanted access to the natural resources, and mostly the strategic location between China and Russia, and they wanted to do what Russia had failed to do, which was conquer this unconquerable graveyard of empires. And that's what they wanted to do. And in our case, it started with a firewoman being creeped out by the painting of Marilyn that's topless, and a graphic recording poster of my bonobo lecture. And when that didn't turn into anything that they could charge us with, then the firewoman and Amber started working hard, very hard, to find some other things.
Anything.
That they could charge us with. And this creates harassment.
An invasion of the and the Fourth Amendment and Free Speech Amendment.
Because they didn't want to look stupid to their superiors.
Right, who are saying, what's going
on? Or colleagues, and for harassing us in the first place. It's just like in Afghanistan, America threw a lot of good money after bad, and on a much smaller scale, of course, that's what the city inspectors are doing with us.
Well, you know, I had a gentleman that came over here the other day, and what he said, and of course I've heard this, and they're actually known for this. these city inspectors, you got to pay them under the table. Cash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Payola.
Then they leave you alone, maybe.
Well, they could just ask. Actually, we did pay them.
We did pay them. And then
they took half.
And then they took half, but never had the meeting that we were supposed to have.
An interesting transaction. It was like a half-assed payola of some sort.
Of some sort, yes.
That didn't work, I guess, or they got scared, or who knows. But we are going before, who are we going before?
We're going before
not the judge.
No, not the judge. We're going before five or six Arcadia.
Ooh.
It's okay. Arcadia. But something building things.
Board of something?
Board of building. Of board,
building inspectors?
A board of somebody. They're very bored.
They
okay.
Got, yeah, no, no kidding.
They got nothing else to do.
So that's another reason that they are harassing us, because we're not boring.
Well, that's for sure.
And anybody else is. Yeah. So they're very interested to go through our galleries, our art collection, and our videos, probably, you know, researching us online.
Oh,
they're very interested in that. And hey, I understand.
We're
a little more interesting than your average citizen.
Amber makes $110,000 a year, okay, this woman. $110,000 a year, okay. And she makes sure that everything here in Arcadia looks very nice. Although in front of her house, she has an old wreck of a car. Old wreck of a car in front of her house. But she's not in Arcadia, so she's right next door. And so, hey, move your car, would you? The neighbors are upset.
No standing cars.
Yeah, no standing cars like Stillwater. That was funny.
Government is made up of people who have emotional
problems,
issues. And that includes the police, and we understand that. And we're not calling for Amber to be guillotined, but she should just lay off of our necks.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, Amber gave a speech to the Big B Business Bureau, okay? And she said, somebody's shooting at us?
Yeah, someone's shooting at us.
Yeah. Wow.
I did sound like
timing.
A pop there.
Since we started this podcast, somebody is now shooting at us. No, but no.
From out in the parking lot.
Yeah, they're in the parking lot. Could anybody check and see if there's any marauders?
Well, no, don't go out there.
Oh, no, don't go out there. Put your put your thing on.
Put your bulletproof vest and make sure you
put that thing
on.
So the coolest guy here wants to know, are you ex-military, Captain Max?
Okay, let me tell you this story, okay? So, yes, I am ex-military. So... Okay,
define military. What is military? Okay.
He was in the military. So, he was in the Army.
Oh, you were. Actually, you were. Yeah, I remember
this
story.
I joined the Army, and of course, I went through training, and they sent me to Fort Benning, and they were going to have me jump out of an airplane, and everybody had a communist fear during those years. And
the Red Scare, right? Yeah, it was a Red Scare?
The Red Scare, not the yellow one. We have different scares.
Yeah, we always have scares.
We always have scares. There's people with different color skins. That's scary. So I'm on the firing line, okay, with my trusty, at that time, M1. And I have these targets that are popping up from 50 meters to 150 meters. And I'm down there, and I'm about, pow, 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 pow. And come the end of that, I shoot 11 out of 12 kills, targets. The other guy next to me gets them all. Mm. So I go, wow, that's pretty good shooting, Max. I said, you know, but what, you know what? I'm going to kill somebody that way. So I put my rifle down, and I walked.
I already hear your southern accent creeping into your voice.
That's right, because I was
down
in Georgia, and I put my my thing down,
Georgia.
My weapon, not the one between my legs, that one was in the pants. This is the weapon that I shot all these silhouettes with, and everybody got all excited. The guy in the top, hey, said, where are you going, soldier? Where are you going? And then they come running down after me, and they said, where are you going? I said, I'm leaving.
Ugh.
And they, no, you can't leave. Oh, yeah, no, I'm leaving, actually. So
what do you mean you can't leave?
That's right. You're in the army. You can't leave. I'm leaving. Okay, that's it. And so then the MPs came, and I picked up a branch with leaves on it. So they came towards me. I went, soldier, stand down. Where are you going? I'm leaving. No, you're not. And they take me to a psychiatrist.
Oh, wow.
Because I want to leave. The other part of the story is very interesting because they put me in the nut house for a few days. And in there, I meet this hot army wife. Oh. So we start kind of, you know, chit-chatting. Woohoo. Mm-hmm. And we're playing games. So we're sitting at the dining table, and I said, okay, now we'll all start saying, I see bugs. I see bugs. I see bugs. The whole dining hall going, I see bugs. I see bugs.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple of days later, I get called in. The woman that I'm talking to tells me a story that she's been sent here by a psychiatrist that she worked for. And she was having an affair with him. And her husband was being transferred, and she wanted to go with him. So he gets her in the nut house. A few days later, they call me in, and I go in, there's a table, there's all these people sitting around, and sitting across from me is the psychiatrist who's having an affair with the woman that I'm kind of playing with, you know? And everybody, how are you doing? And he says, how are you doing today? Blah, 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 because I can't pronounce my name.
That's offensive, right?
Yeah, I said, I'm doing fine, but I understand that you're having an affair with a woman that's in the nut house. Uh-huh. And he is sitting there, and he gets up, and he says, you, step outside. And I go outside, and he says, what do you want? I'm leaving. He says, you sure are. You're out of here. And I was out of the army, literally within hours, with an honorable discharge under general conditions. I don't want to kill nobody,
right? Oh. Make love, not war.
But is that what it takes?
That's right.
Is that what it takes?
I don't think you can get away with that anymore.
I mean, but really, I mean, is that what it takes to get out of the nut house?
No. That's how I got out.
That's how you get out of the nut house?
Even Brittany can't get out.
Yeah, know? But you have to be cool and smart like me.
Oh, my God.
And you also,
well, he lucked into the whole situation with
who's
the
fucking
doctor
who. Right,
fucking
exactly.
The patient.
So I had an inside kind of job, you know.
So that worked out.
Yeah, no, congratulations.
Yeah.
Very good story, Max and Kristen Rock.
Okay.
Appreciate
what
it.
Happened with the clapping?
Oh.
Stop. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you.
I want to talk about some bad news.
Good. Let's talk about the bad news.
You know, because I'm tired of all this fun stuff. The Vagina Museum is closing.
Ah.
That is bad news.
No,
yeah.
No.
The only vagina museum that we know of.
Yeah.
There's probably others. But it's like the only official vagina museum.
Right.
And it's in England. Mm. And the landlord decided not to renew their lease because they show vaginas. It's not a porn museum. They have like sculptures and and they have educational charts and posters and paintings and all that stuff. But they're kicking them out. And it's sad because they have a penis museum in Iceland.
Yes.
In Iceland, they have a penis museum.
Yes. Yeah, I think they're called icicles.
Next to their testicles?
Well, actually, they had an airline. I don't know what it's called now, but it was called Icelandic.
Icelandic.
Come on, you want to ride?
Icelandic and icicle testicles.
It's probably a small airline. It's probably
very small.
Very small airline.
Very tiny.
We can make all kinds of fun about the penis museum, but it's still there. And the vagina museum has closed. And it is very sad.
Yeah,
and another case of censorship by a private corporation. In this case, the landlord, whose name happens to be LabTech. Sounds like the real estate version of big tech. Facebook and Google and Reddit and YouTube, they all censor our show.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel for these vagina museum gals.
Yeah. I'm always upset when a vagina closes.
Exactly. Vagina should be open.
It should be open. What's the penis museum going to do now?
Yeah.
Well,
they're going to be sad, but they'll still be around, and it's self-love September. That's so, and maybe they're gay. Who knows?
That's true.
Okay.
Anyway, we're on different platforms, so censorship doesn't shut us down. But the Pussy Museum is now homeless. But they will continue showing and telling us all about our wonderful vaginas online.
Online, no, is he? Okay.
From far.
But hopefully they won't get censored.
Right, because that could be a big problem. Because if you start to talk about vaginas and private things, people get very freaked out, even though we all have the same thing.
Yeah.
And we touch it every day in one form or another. Right?
I wonder why they can't put the vagina museum close to where the penis museum is, maybe in Iceland.
In the penis museum?
No.
Oh, no.
The penis museum would go in the vagina museum, actually.
Even a dead dick would get hard if they saw a vagina.
And then, of course, we need the butthole museum.
Yeah.
Now, if we put that in Greece, that's too stereotyping, I think.
No, that's a little racist.
Although I think it would be a great tourist attraction. You're always going to be offending somebody with fun stuff.
Whenever you talk or have a discussion, someone is going to get offended.
Mm-hmm. But I try not to offend people. Understand that. I'm trying not to. I just couldn't resist the Greek allusion, especially since we're talking about the fall of Persephone for the equinox. Rub leaves all over yourself and celebrate self-love September. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Yes, indeed. So, and tonight our throwback is kind of interesting. Tamara in Bonoboville on Supermoon Eve. And I want to thank Professor Serena Gaia Anderlini D'Onofrio, who arranged for us to talk with the Tamara people. And they're really incredible people. Sabine Lichtenfeld and...
She got Lichtenfeld? How did... That's terrible.
Well... She looks like she enjoyed it.
Yeah, she's very...
And it is fall.
Right.
So if you get licked and fall, you're okay.
I like that, licked and fall.
Lichtenfeld is her name, if I am pronouncing it right.
Yeah.
And Benjamin von Mendelssohn of the Mendelssohn family. He's a healer and a dancer and a descendant of the famed 18th century Enlightenment German Jewish philosopher Moses Mendelssohn and the composer Felix Mendelssohn, as well as Joseph and Abraham Mendelssohn, who in the late 18th to 20th centuries ran one of the preeminent banking houses in Europe.
Yeah. Abraham. Shout out to Abraham.
So, continuing the family legacy in his own revolutionary way, Benjamin is director of the Grace Foundation for Humanizing Money. Tax the rich.
That's how you do that, okay?
Right, okay. But, you know, they have this whole amazing community.
Yes.
Of like 170 people in Portugal.
Right.
And they're running through the pandemic and trying to come up with ways to work with energy.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean that cosmic energy, although they're into that, but also the energy that we need to run our lives, we dependent humans. And they are trying to work with the earth, yes, to cooperate with the sun and the wind and the water. They say not just to use or misuse the earth and the water and the oil, but to cooperate, like bonobos, instead of compete. And one thing that Sabine asks is, how can we become one organism in cooperation? Which I think is an important question at this time as we're being threatened by climate catastrophe. And I think you can answer it in many ways. Part of it is economic, and part of it is philosophical and social, and part of it is sexual, because you do become one in orgasm. That's why that doctor was willing to risk everything for the patient that he shouldn't have been having an affair with, to risk everything for that feeling. That feeling. It's a beautiful, amazing energy. The energy of the orgasm, and the orgasm in love, in lust, is really a very powerful energy. And so this is a free love community. Tamara.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that going on, too.
And they're very kind of hippie.
Hippie-ish.
And organic. It's funny because at that time, we had a porn star amongst us. One of our bonobos was Dayton Rains, with these giant, humongous boobs and just this out there sexuality. And she invited them into a Bonoboville communion. And of course, communion is a way to achieve community.
Yes.
And it's the same root as communism, of course, those of you who think we're communists. And yes, they are, these Tamara people, into a kind of communal responsibility as well as ecstasy that really is quite expansive, because they did Bonoboville Communion, which involved licking intimate body parts with our porn star and me. And that's all I'm going to say. I mean, the actual intimate body parts were the porn star. They mostly did knees and shoulders.
Yeah,
but they did participate, and it was really fun, and their group is just so inspirational and might be one of the few to survive the coming Anthropocene apocalypse.
What was that word? The last word.
Anthropocene.
Uh-huh.
Anthropocene.
You got that.
Not Anthropussy.
Well, it's kind of related.
That's a good beat. Yeah.
What kind of show is this? What's
going
on?
Do you know what anthro means?
Anthro? No, I don't. What?
Anthropology.
Oh, yeah, anthropology.
What is anthropology?
It's about anthropology.
There you go. The more you know.
Without anthropologists, we wouldn't have anthropology.
But what is it?
It's the study.
Of?
Of things.
No, not things.
Tell me.
You don't know what anthropology...
No, tell me what things.
It's oh, wow.
Tell
okay.
me what things.
It's a study of doctors who have sex with their patients.
Oh.
Anthropology?
It's the study of people.
Oh, it's a study of things and people.
People,
yeah.
Anthro, yeah. Actually means yeah. man, but yeah. we now would interpret that to be people. The study of people.
Who are fucking each other.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, I
they
mean, that's what
they're
doing.
Could be killing each other, or they could be eating with each other, or rowing boats.
Or eating each
or
other.
Or starving, or eating each other.
Yeah,
they're just people.
I've heard about that.
Throughout, I guess, history, which would include sort of prehistory.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
anthropology is.
That's
and the Anthropocene is...
Poucine? Poucine? Is that
okay.
French? Go ahead.
Nah.
Okay, she's quitting now.
I'm quitting.
I'm taking over.
I'm going to quit Uh-oh. This job.
Go ahead, Dr. Susie.
No.
Okay. So should I shut down things or what?
No, no.
Oh, okay. What should we do? The train is rolling along.
Well, you talk about what you want to talk about.
Okay, we now have a little marital... what is that? Difference. She's mad at me. And so I'm going to be quiet.
That won't help.
Oh.
Someone needs to talk.
I guess I ain't getting laid tonight.
Well, you got laid this morning. I'm torn right now. I feel really torn. I know there is like at least one person listening who would really like to hear about Anthropocene.
Yeah.
But there's millions that don't want to hear about it. So...
No,
I guess
actually, a lot,
I shouldn't talk about it.
No, actually, a lot of people, I'm sure, don't know. And that's what kind
well,
of why I was
yeah,
asking
yeah, but maybe
you
they're not
questions.
Interested. I mean, no, I looked at the Trump rally today. Those people wouldn't be interested. It's true.
They wouldn't
and
even
everyone
know.
Is going Trump, even so-called liberals. Everyone is priding themselves on their ignorance. It's like... I am my own little dictator. I
yes.
am reveling in my own ignorance. And you who say things that I don't understand are just...
Brainwashed, they call it.
Mm. Brainwashed?
Yeah, people that go to colleges have been brainwashed. That's why the liberal...
Oh, okay. Well, I'm yeah. brainwashed then. Because
no,
I
no,
went
no,
to
I'm
colleges.
No, I get it. Me too. I'm brainwashed.
Mm. I keep trying, but it's not working.
What? Is now what you guys are not having fun out there? You think what do you think?
Oh, I'm sure they're having fun. Okay. I'm not having fun.
Okay, all right. So,
but they're having fun.
So I'm going to leave, and I'll leave it up to you.
Well, I've been abandoned, and I feel bad, and I don't know how that happened. Except I know one thing: it's probably my fault.
All right, so I'm looking at the Anthropocene definition on Google, and the definition for Anthropocene on Google, they get it from Oxford Dictionary, and they say it's the current geological age viewed as the period during which human activity has been the dominant influence on climate and the environment.
Thank you, Alexa, or I should say Alexo.
Yes. And so Anthropocene is basically relating to or denoting the current geological age viewed as the period which human activity has been the dominant influence on climate and the environment. And that is the Anthropocene.
Thank you. That is a good definition. And the context of my using the word Anthropocene was because I think this marvelous organic energy exploring free loving community called Tamara that is featured in our throwback show that was actually done exactly 6 years ago and that's very hot and sexy is it explores this group that to me could be the type of group that survives the Anthropocene apocalypse that I see happening, that I had thought was going to be a few decades off, but that seems to be happening all around us, and it doesn't seem to be changing human behavior very much. Maybe a little, as they say, performative change here and there. And we certainly advocate for change, and we try to live that philosophy here in Bonoboville. That's what we do. But at the same time, we're a little bit realistic, you know. The ideal is the enemy of the real. And Captain Max is famous for having coined that term, although he was inspired by Gurdjieff. But that is a Captain Max term that I have always admired. The real and the ideal, always at odds, and yet make the world go round, you know? You gotta live in reality, brothers and sisters, but it's fun to have fantasies. So, yeah, the reality is we're destroying this earth with this Anthropocene, with our oil drilling, and now, of course, looking for lithium and other minerals, and just...
For our smartphones,
destroying
right?
the earth for all of our smart toys, yeah, including our electric cars. And, yeah, I mean, you know, one solution after another. We'll see. Maybe we'll all go up in a spaceship like Captain Kirk is going now with Captain Bezos. But in the meantime, down here, we have Haitians swarming the borders, and it's appalling. And so, you know, there is the right thing to do, which is to dismantle the military and to dismantle a lot of this corporate craziness and to feed the people and help the people, that it's not their fault. It's mostly the northern countries that have destroyed the earth, and it's mostly the southern countries that have to bear the brunt of it. I know I'm generalizing, but I guess the third world countries that have to bear the brunt. And the U.S. is becoming a third world country, so soon we can put ourselves in both categories, because we've certainly created a lot of this Anthropocene pollution. But, you know, I think there will be communities that survive. There's going to be a lot of people dying. There are a lot of people dying. And I'm hopeful that some of these communities will be like Tamara. They kind of live out there in the wilderness and take care of each other. Tamara. 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 Anyway, it's in our throwback tonight. And to contrast that, we have the Trump rally today, which was quite something. And, of course, that's kind of comic relief, except those people, woo! I don't know. They know they lost. By their own recount in Arizona. But they still say they won. It's like believing in Immaculate Conception. It's religious, it is. That's why they call it a cult. It's an article of faith for the faithful. This is what happens when you don't separate church and state, brothers and sisters. And the fascist playbook is being played. Create chaos and then promise to bring order. So that's why it didn't matter that Arizona said, okay, Biden won. It doesn't matter to these people. Disruption is all that matters. A full-on separation between the ideal and the real, and you make the ideal your reality, and all bets are off. Disruptors. Peter Thiel prides himself on being a disruptor.
The guy that was working with Elon Musk.
Yep.
For PayPal.
PayPal. Very.
Peter Thiel. Yeah.
Very libertarian, fascistic, pro-Trump. Well, out for himself. Got a place in New Zealand. Billionaire. Influencing so many influencers. So many tech people. He's a tech person, originally. Now, a multi-billionaire on the board of Facebook. Discovered Mark Zuckerberg, sort of. He is a lot of the ethic, the ethos of the current Anthropocene stage. Burn it all down. Disrupt. Take what you can. Well, hey, it's not very bonobo. It's not communitarian. It's not very sexy. The sex comes at the end of the rainbow in heaven with the 72 virgins. And nowadays with the Me Too movement, I don't know if you get it at all. So, yeah, create more chaos. So. Pretty crazy. Jeffrey St. Clair, thank you, Jeffrey, by the way, for posting the written version of last week's FDR, which was our ball show. Ball gate, ball gown, yeah. Brett's balls and yours. Counterpunch. And so he tweeted a picture of a Trumper with a rifle, a 45 hat, a Trump dummy in a bulletproof vest, a Taliban beard, or maybe you could say Amish, and suburban legend tattooed under his lip. And Jeff writes, the Haitians can't take over the country fast enough as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, all these people worried about the Haitians. These poor people, they just had an earthquake. They had an assassination that was probably paid for by the United States. And horses are the least of the problem, really. whether you get rid of the horses and you are driving around in Ford Broncos, it doesn't make much difference. But this is not about a few cowboys. This is a crisis. And, you know, it's part of the Anthropocene. It's not just Haiti, it's Guatemala. It's all kinds of places. New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm reading the Haiti president was assassinated on July 7th.
Yeah.
And so
that's
not nice.
Wow. No.
That's not good at all. I mean, but that just happened in July, and we were like barely in September, so that was like 2 months ago.
Less and then they had an earthquake, and they got problems anyway. And a lot of their problems are caused by the United States. And, you know, it's funny because Haiti, historically, was the first country to have a slave revolt. Actually, maybe you could say the only country. Wow. To have an effective, successful slave revolt.
Wow.
And the European countries were all very upset about this. And the United States was very paranoid. And I think that still exists, that attitude. These people overthrew the bonds of slavery. Mm-hmm. How dare they? And now, of course, there's Mother Nature, who's heaving from the Anthropocene. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it affects the islands mostly, mm-hmm. you know, it's sad. And there's so much. And what can we do? What can we do? I'm going to get off this subject, those of you who want to talk about sex. I understand. I do too. I just want to say, we can feed these people. We can take care of these people. We can do it. If we stop feeding the beast, the military. The military had a $686 billion budget this year. And we have a Democrat. You know, I've been supportive of Joe, but he increased the budget. And now we're out of Afghanistan. Very good, Joe. Very good. And what are we doing? Building up for war with China. This is crazy. Even if it's bluffing, but hopefully it's bluffing. But still, you don't bluff with anybody with nuclear weapons, let alone with China arming Australia with nuclear submarines, pissing off our ally, France. But more to the point in general, you know, that's a specific deal, but how many refugees, how many people, Americans, could you feed and house with the military budget? Just know that these refugee floods, and I understand they are overwhelming to everyone, to conservatives, to liberals. It doesn't matter what your politics are. You are overwhelmed to see these seas of humanity. It's painful. And some people deal with that by saying, get out, get out. And some people go, what do we do? Let's help them. And I guess I'm in the latter department. But understand, I think, I don't know, maybe I'm off base, who knows, the real, the ideal. I'm just saying my piece, and I appreciate Captain Max giving me a chance to say my piece. I do. And I love him very much, and he's not on the microphone, so he can't say how much he loves me or hates me, or I think he loves me, though. But he's, I know, he gave me the microphone because I got upset when he didn't, like, I guess, just say what I wanted him to say. I was being selfish, and I apologize because I love him. And he's my anthro. Anthropophilia. So, anyways, yeah. My opinion. Back to my opinion. And then I'll get into the love stuff. It's caused by two things, these refugee floods. Two things. U.S. military intervention into other people's countries in various ways, whether directly or indirectly, and climate change, both caused by U.S. military and related departments like the CIA. But, hey, tax the rich, eat the rich, fuck the rich, but get rid of the military, most of it. Okay, let's have, you know, the Coast Guard. They're kind of cool. But most of the military is sucking up our energy, as Tamara might say. So much energy, killing not only our enemies, but ourselves. In fact, mostly ourselves. Mostly, this is a case of friendly fire, and the only ones doing well are the defense industry people. Military-industrial complex, MICKEY. No, that's Mickey. That's different.
Oh, boy.
Mickey is Max's diminutive name, nickname. So I hope Max gets back on the microphone to say hi. Maybe just say hi. I love you. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
It was very good. It was very good.
Thank you for giving me a little opportunity to vent.
Jeez, I didn't know I was oppressing you.
No, you weren't. It's just that I kind of was going for on this level, and I apologize.
And did you say three Hail Marys and?
No, but I'm Jewish, so I say Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pari.
Very good.
Ahava, that means love. Mm.
Yeah, no. So that was quite a flow of information for
information, yeah. feeling,
mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a radio energy. Show that touches you where no other radio show touches you.
Right.
Yeah.
In your vagina museum. And your balls.
And balls.
Testify. Okay.
And testify. We're very, very,
speaking of testify.
Knowledgeable, except for that other word.
Recluse415 on Reddit says, I need help because I physically love myself too much and too often.
Hallelujah.
It's definitely to a point where it's multiple times every day.
Dang.
He needs a hobby.
Mm-hmm. Is it raw? Is it like bleeding?
Yeah, that would get raw multiple times every day. I mean, I usually say
raw?
It's great. I would think multiple times every day. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to find out if his hot dog is.
Okay, so Recluse, can you tell us the condition?
The condition of your penis.
Right. We would like to know.
You know what a penis is, right?
Right. That's French, by the way, for submarine. Not nuclear, but just your basic submarine that the Australians wouldn't buy.
So you think we're going to go over there and bomb China?
I don't think so. But you know what? I didn't think we'd go bomb Iraq. Didn't think so. I thought he was bluffing. And then I realized, oh, my God, he's actually going to do it. I wanted to give him more credit. George W. Bush, George Shrub. By the way, shout out to Abby Martin's husband, Mike Prisner.
Oh, yeah, I saw that video.
I wrote about it in the blog about AOC, because I was saying AOC's protests putting tax the rich on her ass at the Met Gala was pretty cool and not worthy of all the criticism it got. But honestly, the most amazing, righteous protest was Mike Prisner getting up there in a lecture given by this asshole war criminal, being treated like he's some kind of
God,
professor or emeritus. And, you know, just talking about this and that. And Mike just got up there and said, "You killed 1 million Iraqis. You lied. You killed my friends. You lied. You killed people. You lied." And these people had to pull him out of there.
Yeah.
Including this girl that was kind of hot looking. Yeah. But, you know, she...
And people say, "What can I do? I can't do anything. I have no power."
You got to do what
you can do. You go down there and say, "No, fuck this."
Well, if you're brave. I must say, that was brave.
And nicely.
Oh, he wasn't too nice about it. But he didn't throw any punches. No violence. Yelled. He was the voice of truth.
Yeah, he kept screaming.
And a friend of his, or somebody that follows him, went the next day and said more to G.W. Shrub.
You know, we all have these...
chase him around. Throw shoes at that man. I should throw a stiletto.
They missed.
That'd be hot.
Didn't they throw a shoe at him? Ooh, what is
he? They missed. He missed. He was a cheerleader. The guy, he knows how to avoid a football or a shoe.
he was a cheerleader.
Yeah. He cheerleaded America into 20 years of war.
But he was a cheerleader.
He was a cheerleader
at Yale.
Actually, at high school.
Oh, in high school.
I don't think he did it. Maybe he did a little bit at Yale. But he was the president of a fraternity that burned recruits' hands with cigarettes.
God. Oh, nice.
Yeah, baby.
Hey,
a little hazing.
Want to join my fraternity?
Yeah, a little bit of hazing right there.
Just like burn your hand a little bit. And
Bush hazing.
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess, you know, we've only got a few more minutes.
Right.
And I do want to say,
if you
haven't seen the Gorillas Go Downtown, check them out. Gorillas Go Downtown at the Bronx Zoo.
Damn, I saw that.
Oh my God. I've had several people send it to me, including
the humans were
bonobos.
Outraged.
Oh, yeah. Now, some of them liked it.
Yeah, some of them
liked it. Kids, everybody jumping up and down. But hey, some people said these are animals, but so are we.
I mean, do the kids know that that's what they're doing to each other? I guess they do.
I think they know a little something.
Some do.
They know that's the crotch area.
Yeah, that's true.
They know that's the vagina museum. And they know that's the tongue on the guy, you know. The guy was a good guy. Hey, I say this was a nice guy. It was a good lesson for these kids to see these primates, these cousins of ours, have sex joyfully, happily, with respect to the woman, to the female, because very often some of these great apes are not respectful, the males, towards the females at all. They abuse them.
A lot of human apes are that way.
Bonobos are not that way, almost down the road, almost. They are female empowered, and yet male well-being pervades Bonoboville, and peace through pleasure. It's all about how to make peace in Bonoboville. But gorillas, they're more peaceful than common chimps, but they tend to have harems, and the males fight off the other males and sometimes kill. And they do have infanticide, but obviously they also have fun. And it was nice to see these gorillas give each other head. Check it out. And I do want to just make a little announcement, not announcement, but Okay. I want to just comment on what everybody's been forced to watch. Okay? You know what I'm talking about. Gabby. Right? Gabby Petito. Saturated coverage everywhere that accomplished nothing except to frustrate a bunch of crazed eyeballs, mine included, and also reveal once again that our police are a bunch of idiots, really, or patriarchal, racist, misogynist assholes.
And they stopped the guy. They really stopped
him. I know. They did. They stopped him. They talked to him. He joked with them. She's crying.
Yeah.
They joked with him.
That's not cool.
I don't know. And then what's really crazy is that they let this guy go, calling him a person of interest when he should have been a suspect immediately.
He's more than a person of interest. I mean, he's the last person that saw her, technically.
Right.
That's been changed. There's no suspects anymore. There's people of interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because they don't want.
I think they don't want to make people suspects, and so they say it's person of interest until there are a suspect.
Whatever. But this guy whatever you want to call him, you should have been watching him.
Yeah. This guy's clearly not the. He's clearly not a good boyfriend.
He killed her. And his parents took him away. I think he did.
Well, you may think
he may have done it by accident and then freaked out and took her into a field, although unlikely. Most likely, he killed her. But anyway.
How come they're not saying how she was killed?
Exactly. I think they're covering something up.
That is true.
And, you know, the Q people, the Q people say it was made up. Now, I don't believe that.
But we've heard that story from them. Over and over.
Exactly. So I don't believe
that. We've heard it from Hitler.
And so, but you know, they say they're crisis actors. Of course, that's ridiculous. But I don't blame them because of the way that Gabby's story was shoved in our face like Brett Kavanaugh's balls, you know, just shoved in our face. And we're looking at it. And it's partly because this is what I call mainstream media, MSM porn, okay? They can't show porn with actual tits and vagina museums, okay? They can't show the actual...
Well, they can.
...testicle icicles.
No, they actually can, but they don't dare to because of their sponsors. That's all. Otherwise, say, hey...
Unbelievable that... maybe he's making fun of me saying, who's Gabby Potato? Gabby Petito, everybody's seeing this woman's name. Gabby Petito. This is, Reddit is like that. Oh, you're so cute, Romans 10:9. Gabby Petito. Gabby Tomato to you.
Gabby Petito.
Petito. Exactly. Well, anyway, I want to just say that, yes, you know, the amount of attention that's been given to this has been ridiculous. And the fact that the police didn't pay any attention to this guy, Brian Laundry, just went off and did his laundry. And he's all clean, probably got a new face, and off in, you know, Guatemala or something. Because... either they're complete sleazebags or idiots, misogynists, or being paid off. I don't know how. This family didn't look that well connected, but who knows. Yeah. So anyway, yes, the thing is that where is the outrage when black people and other women of color disappear? And this is a question that's also being asked. And a veteran newsman named Frank Somerville was suspended from KTVU for asking that question.
He was suspended for asking that question?
Yes.
What?
He happens to be a white guy with a black daughter. He adopted her. And he asked that question and he was suspended.
By which
KTVU.
KTVU.
Cancel them. There's some kind of Bay Area station?
We have 3 minutes.
That's okay. Oakland. Oakland. That's San Francisco, Oakland.
Yeah.
So station. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I think that they were being somewhat racist to focus on Gabby, but also they're lazy. They are looking for eyeballs without offending their rich owners, and Gabby was pretty, and the whole saga was a kind of violent porn for the MSM, and it was easy because the victim made a lot of cute, sexy, enticing videos, not knowing, of course, what would happen to her, but they all are like enticing, hey, guys, hey, here I am, here, and then there was the harrowing police body cam where we see her crying as Brian jokes with the police, just like a real police show. And there was no skin, so it wasn't real porn. Nobody could call it porn. No blood even, so nobody could call it, you know, bloody. Just a story. That's all you need. And that's what they use to get all of our attention and sell all their crap and not accomplish anything, not even find the guy that did it. Oh, boy. This is why I don't like the mainstream media. Anyway, happy Self-Love September. Yeah, baby. So let's see. What else did I want to say? Oh, Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan compared Trump to Satan, which I say is not fair to Satan.
3 minutes.
Okay. I didn't get to talk about the Cuomo brothers.
Well, be here next week.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe next week they're going to be accused of something else. But, yeah.
So, go ahead.
Well, I wonder if Mario, who my mother adored, is a butt squeezer like Chris, or a boob squeezer like Andrew Cuomo, is what I was curious about. So, Chris actually admitted to squeezing his boss's butt.
It's very common.
Well,
yeah, I got my balls got squeezed by the great doctor, you know who.
You know, it's too late in the show for me to answer that, Max.
No, you don't have to.
Don't be saying it's very common. Okay. Saying it's okay? What are you saying?
I'm just talking about a subject.
I know, but you seem to require an answer, and there's not a lot of time.
No. Actually, I just wanted to say goodbye.
Okay.
And close the show.
Go ahead.
You have to do that, Susan.
Oh. Well, okay. Well, moving right along, let's see. So, I'm just looking through my little notes here. All right, I think I went into all my little subjects. So stay tuned for Tamara in Bonoboville on Supermoon Eve. And check out our shop, Dr. Block's Pleasure Shop. Read The Bonobo Way so you can be more bonobo. And check out Clip-O-Rama for hot stuff in case you need a little help with your masturbatory activities. Self-love is about all kinds of love, but if you're not making self-love physically, you're not really loving yourself. So, yeah, make love to someone you love tonight. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Or like those gorillas, actually. Sometimes the gorillas make like bonobos. And sometimes even the baboons make like bonobos, which gives me hope for humanity. But you know what I mean. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Celebrate self-love September, even if that someone is you. I love you. And I love you, Captain Max. Do you love anybody?
I love you. I love you lots.
Who do you love?
I love you.
Who?
You.
Who's you?
The you.
Who?
The one that's talking on the other end.
Who's that?
For 30 years.
But how about now?
Dr. Susie.
I love you, Captain Max.
All right. Okay. You hear that? Love your kisses from heaven.
Senior sex, orgasms. Woo!
Let me tell you, when you get to be a certain age...
You also get your testicle icicles licked right. sometimes by...
An ape.
Lichtenfels.
A human ape. Good night. Bye.
Good night.
See you.
Good night.
Check out, go to Google, find out all kinds of stuff we sell. All right? And support this, even if you hate us.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.